learned a lot. And I learned that, I learned a lot. Anyway, Bo is associated here. Anyway, the point I want to make is, I learned so much. I learned so much. I learned.
Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds.
What I mean.
Come on, man. Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot.
You know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean.
Come on, man.
What I have to do is I have to continue talking about the things.
Come on, man.
I came down here because I remember the first bumper sticker I saw. I learned that I got hairy legs that turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. So I learned about kids jumping on my lap. I love kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
What are we, nuts?
Dead.
You know.
Come on, man.
Give me a little break here. Get a life.
Taking cocaine or not? What do you think, huh?
Come on, man.
Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds.
What I mean.
Come on, man.
Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot.
You know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean.
Come on, man.
You have a problem figuring out what you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Come on, man.
Well, Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
I can hardly wait to meet with that guy who is the stable genius.
Come on, man.
I am, very willing to let the public judge my physical and mental fitness.
Come on, man.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Wealthy kids.
Come on, man.
I mean, come on. Take a look at the record.
I know a lot of weed smoke.
Come on, man.
Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds.
What I mean.
Come on, man.
Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot.
You know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean.
Come on, man.
Why the hell would I take a test?
I am,
come on, man.
Ooh, what the fuck, bro?
Check 1-2, testing 1-2. You have found Spearfish City Limits. My name is John Dale, broadcasting from the corner of Canyon and Jackson in Spearfish, South Dakota. Welcome to this special edition. Spearfish City Limits presents. Now, I've been kind of a bad boy, okay? I've been kind of a bad boy, depending on who you talk to. I've been a really bad boy or a really good boy here. And I read quite a bit and I digest a lot of information, multimodal. It's not all literature. I listen to a lot and I watch a lot. I monitor channels. I have something like between 150 and 200 different sources that I monitor every day, and I look for convergence of opinion and thought as well as evidence, and I try to offer opinions on my program that are pretty solid. Doesn't mean there's any guarantee. Go read the disclaimer at plainstribune.com. Just so you know, there's a lot of conjecture here, a lot of theorizing, a lot of hypothesizing. I'm not claiming that everything that is on my website is true. However, if you look back in history, I struggle to find stuff that was not correct. That includes the election integrity thing. That includes what I view as, in my humble opinion, is a stolen fucking election in front of everybody. It's like Billy Bob just beat Sally Sue in front of the whole goddamn trailer park. And everybody's watching with their jaws dropping as she's losing teeth. You know, one of the teeth goes flying and you hear it, you know, up against the trailer. It's like, oh my God. And it just, everybody kind of was letting it happen, except for a few people were trying to save her. And she still got the fuck beat out of her. That was the 2020 election theft that obviously occurred. I mean, give me a break. The whole thing was a setup and a sting, okay, people? It was a sting. You're going to have to take responsibility for it. And as far as I'm concerned, there's a lot. It's not like there's two types of people. But for fuck's sake, you know, there's kind of like the people who know it was stolen and don't care. There's the people who participated in it, and then there's the people who are ignorant and think it wasn't stolen. And then there's the rest of us who know that it was stolen. Election malfeasance is everywhere. I didn't mean to get off on that tangent. It's just I had to say something. I've been keeping it to myself. I haven't voiced an opinion, but God damn, and God help us, because it was stolen. And once you start to look at past the tip of that iceberg. You dip your nose under the surface of the ocean to see what's happening. It's actually kind of scary. But we're going to get through this. No matter what, we're going to get through this. It will be okay. But be ready to fucking fight and defend yourself if you need to. Defense wins championships. Nothing offensive here, folks. I'm not calling for an insurrection. What I'm saying is pay attention and exhaust all peaceful, nonviolent options on the table to save our republic. The rest of the world looks to us as a beacon of hope for self-governance, autonomy, and agency, human rights, liberty. And we're under attack. We are under attack. And the election being stolen is part of that attack. But we knew it was coming. Thank you, Alex Jones. We knew it was coming. We had the whole playbook. We watched the whole thing unfold. Trump was prepared 2 years early, signed that executive order. We're probably in martial law right now. I think that the emperor wears no clothes. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'm not going to call her a name, but you know what I think of that broad. Unbelievable. If she's the first, here I am off on the tangent. Listen, I'm gonna get into this later. There's lots of information out there. You know what I think. I think Trump is the president of the United States. I think that they've orchestrated this so that all the shit asses were drawn out from under the rocks so that they all got basically outed, okay? We now have the identities of all these people. It's just that there are millions of them and there aren't enough prisons to hold them all. It's incredible what is going on right now. I can't believe it. And a part of this, though, is related to 5G. Part of the evidence was probably gathered using 5G-type technology. And so what I'm trying to figure out is, are we in martial law, and is the military depending on 5G to protect the country? Because, unfortunately, if they're trying to protect us with 5G, I think they're going to kill us at the same time. They're going to smother us with their love. In addition, these technocratic firms, this wireless industry, is pushing 5G. And I'm like, you know, it's kind of rapey what they're doing. I don't want it. 5G particles, wireless particles, are real. They're real, folks. Okay? Those radio waves are real. Let's acknowledge that for a moment, that it is real. I mean, it's kind of a simple thing, you'd think. But let's just make sure we start with that foundational premise. RF energy is real. It permeates your body, your brain, your home, your children, your appliances, your computers. 5G is real. It's there. You can't see it, but it's real. 5G is real. And there's no way that you can reasonably filter it out. We live right off the road here on Canyon and Jackson and Spearfish. Like, they're ass clowns out there rolling coal. Okay, I get it. I mean, young dude with a really nice pickup, really nice big old diesel thumper under that hood. I get it. You want to fucking roll some coal? Whatever. I mean, my family lives here, and, like, that whole big cloud of diesel smoke comes sometimes wafting in over and sometimes through our home. But I can reasonably filter that out with products that are widely available on the market. I don't like it, but I have the same problem with dust. So the point is that these things are entering our homes. We can't reasonably filter it out. And the science indicates that they're damaging. So what the hell is a boy to do? Well, a few years ago, I sent the city of Spearfish a cease and desist notice. They sent me a letter back saying, okay, we're not going to install 5G. And I appreciated that. And I'm like, wow. And I went back and read it, you know, a couple weeks back. And I'm like, this is actually kind of a genius thing I did here, because I didn't just say don't do it. I said only do it if two conditions are met. And we'll get into that. But there's a real nice stab here to just draw a line in the sand and say, no, you're not going to put this stuff into my kids. You're not going to put this stuff into me. And you're not going to put it into my wife or my dog. You're not going to put it into my home, not without some kind of pushback. And like I said at the outset here, maybe the military requires this. If so, I'm a pretty smart guy. Reach out, give me a meeting, and show me the science of why you think you need this to keep the country safe. In turn, I'll analyze it and I'll apply my melon to the problem and I'll make some suggestions about maybe how we could do it safely. But unless and until that occurs, you're violating my family and I, okay? And everyone else in our community when you're putting these 5G monstrosities, these soft kill mass murder poles on every corner. So my next step, after begging and pleading for a while, and informing and educating, getting called all kinds of names by shit asses from Iowa to Montana, my next move is, well, listen, I saw that AT&T donated millions of dollars trying to buy the state off, trying to buy their way in with this rapey technology. Just the tip, John, AT&T says. Just the tip. No, thank you. Exit only. Not going to do it. No way in hell that I'm going to submit to this on behalf of my community and my family. So I've crafted another letter and I sent it on certified registered mail. I'm not an attorney, but I think that it is still legally binding. I sent a cease and desist notice to agents, appointees, and elected representatives of the state of South Dakota. I'm writing today. I'm just going to read the letter to you. I'm writing today to bring your attention to scientifically established facts regarding wireless technology and human health. In particular, we wish to remind you that wireless technology and experimental LED carrier assets facilitating the installation and operation of wireless technology are established and known producers of carcinogens harmful to human health. Wireless technology creates undue risk to South Dakota stakeholders, bondholders, and taxpayers. Subsequent to being informed of the dangers, the continued willful involvement in the installation and maintenance of non-essential wireless technology represents a breach in fiduciary responsibility by South Dakota's elected and appointed leadership. It represents unreasonable risk to the population of our state, its employees, its businesses, its residents, and its emergency services personnel. As previously communicated to the city of Spearfish by Mr. John Dale, located at 239 West Jackson Boulevard, Spearfish, South Dakota 57783, 67% of non-industry funded studies implicate wireless technology as hazardous to human health. To trust industry funded study results is to allow a conflict of interest. Members of the wireless industry have been caught red-handed funding shoddy opposition research. The strategy is to produce enough dishonest study results to cast doubt on the diligent and honest scientific studies implicating wireless as harmful to human health. Non-industry-funded research indicates that the acquisition, deployment, and operation of wireless technologies puts police, fire, public works, librarians, administrative assistants, counsel, and others at increased risk of cancer, diabetes, psychosomatic disorders. Deployment of the same types of devices citywide or statewide puts the entire community at significantly increased risk of cancer, diabetes, and psychosomatic disorders. In addition, because of the active nature of the function of wireless devices today, radio particles permeate the atmosphere and breach the walls of private residences without fully informed consent of residents, an unreasonable intrusion on the sanctity of U.S. citizens' domiciles. Because we feel we have exhausted reasonable measures to avoid the fallout of LED/5G operation in South Dakota, we humbly request that agents, appointees, and elected representatives of South Dakota immediately cease and desist from additional acquisition, deployment, operation of, and to systematically discontinue use of existing wireless devices until the following two conditions are met. First, the state must acquire, deploy, and operate only wireless technology that has undergone reasonable and standard non-industry-funded public safety testing. Second, any entity wishing to operate this equipment must immediately indemnify its wireless deployments using a sufficiently reputable insurance firm which will mitigate damage from wireless radiation caused by the state's acquisition, deployment, and operation of technology emitting hazardous, haphazard radioactive particles. We feel following these two guidelines will mitigate undue and unnecessary damage to South Dakota residents and visitors. It is imperative that South Dakota lead the nation by holding the wireless industry accountable like we do with respect to manufacturers of baby strollers and cribs, automobiles, power tools, and many household goods commonly used by our people. Enclosed, please find references to relevant research sufficient to justify a more conservative approach to the installation of more wireless technology. Number one, from cancer.gov, a large study of U.S. Navy personnel found non-lymphocytic leukemia, particularly acute myeloid leukemia, was increased in electronics technicians and aviation squadrons, but not in Navy personnel and other job categories. A case control study among U.S. Air Force personnel found the suggestion of an increased risk of brain cancer among personnel who maintained or repaired radio frequency or microwave emitting equipment. A case control study found the suggestion of an increased risk of death from brain cancer among men occupationally exposed to microwave and or radio frequency radiation, with all of the excess risk among workers in electrical and electronics jobs involving design, manufacture, repair, or installation of electrical or electronics equipment. 2. Washington.edu. A gentleman by the name of Lai and Singh published in a 1995 issue of Bioelectromagnetics. They found an increase in damaged DNA in the brain cells of rats after a single two-hour exposure to microwave radiation at levels considered safe by government standards. A 1998 experiment that used common cell phone frequencies did find biological damage in some cases. More recently, a European research effort by 12 groups in 7 countries also documented DNA damage from cell phone radiation. Bill Guy, UW Emeritus Professor and a pioneer in the field of radio wave physics, offered the gentleman a chance to do a research project on microwaves through a grant from the Office of Naval Research. They first examined whether microwaves can affect drug interactions. They can. Then, if there appears to be an effect on learning, there does. Then, in the early 90s, Singh arrived in Seattle. He approached Lai about joining his lab. Now, it's L-A-I. Lai? Lee? Lay? I'm going to say Lay. It's L-A-I. Sorry if I'm pronouncing this poorly. About joining his lab. He was an expert on DNA damage. Based on the data, I told them that we need to start looking at repair mechanisms. Phillips recalls Motorola disagreed. Phillips says he was told the results were not ready for publication by Motorola, was encouraged to do more work, and was offered additional money to continue the experiment. The Journal of Epidemiology published research results from a Swedish group that showed an increase in a rare type of non-cancerous brain tumor among cell phone users on the side of the head where the phone was most often held. My God. I see people holding their cell phones next to their heads, and I'm like, bro, don't you read? Do you even read, bro? Like, seriously. In 2000, Sir William Stewart, former chair of a British group that looked into the cell phone debate, issued a report urging a precautionary stance while scientific data is gathered. Very reasonable approach, in my opinion. Conservative, reasonable. We should gather way more data through public safety studies to the point where an insurance company will indemnify this. This January, he repeated that warning, quote, adding that children should not use the devices for the time being. When you look at the non-industry sponsored research, it's about 3 to 1. 3 out of every 4 papers shows an effect, Lay says. Then, if you look at the industry-funded research, it's almost the opposite. Only 1 out of every 4 papers shows an effect. There are too many strings attached, he maintains. Everyone uses the analogy of the tobacco industry and what happened there. It's like letting the fox watch the hen house. While the FDA administers cell phone radiation studies, the money comes from the industry. 3, from Seattle Magazine. After Lay and Singh's research finding an effect on DNA was published in 1995, Lay learned of a full-scale effort to discredit his work. In an internal company memo leaked to Microwave News, a publication that examines health and environmental effects of electromagnetic radiation, Motorola described its plan to war game and undermine his research. And this, to me, is the key point. The industry, the wireless industry, cannot be trusted, in my opinion. On record, they've been busted and caught red-handed, bamboozling the public and intentionally wargaming and undermining valid research about this technology. We know that it fries people and gives them cancer, and we have since the 70s. The Navy first looked into this in the 70s, and they found issues. We have statistics from the Army and other branches of the military where they operate radar towers and communications facilities. Those dudes get fried. We know that it's bad news. I don't care what government standard you wave in front of people. It doesn't matter. Even the standards are not sound scientifically, in my opinion. What he found was that 50% of the 326 studies showed a biological effect from radio frequency radiation, and 50% did not. But when he filtered the studies into two stacks, those funded by the wireless industry, derp, and those funded independently, Lay discovered industry-funded studies were 30% likely to find an effect as opposed to 70% of the independent studies. So independent studies that were not influenced by the money, 7 out of 10 of those things said that there was an effect. Dr. Beth Mueller, an epidemiologist at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, acknowledges that there is not strong evidence linking cell phones to brain tumors, but Mueller warns that the research is difficult and that much more study is needed. So why are we slamming these things in here? Much more independent study is needed. When an insurance company will give the state of South Dakota a policy on this stuff, I'm on board, okay? That would presumably mean it's also had a safety study. Rock was an early adopter of cell phones. Given a phone as a gift during college in 1997, she recalls using it about 2 to 3 hours a week, about 630 minutes a month. Her usage increased in later years with a job that required her to be on call. She's right-handed, and her tumors were on the right side. 4. From cancer.org. Based on a review of studies published up until 2011, the International Agency for Research on Cancer has classified RF radiation as possibly carcinogenic to humans, based on limited evidence of a possible increase in risk for brain tumors among cell phone users and adequate evidence for other types of cancer. At this time, we do not have the science to link health problems to cell phone use. Scientific studies are underway to determine whether cell phone use may cause health effects. That's from the CDC. What I'm saying is there's so much money on the line, you can't trust the industry who stands to make that money to do the investigation of themselves. We need independent, public-funded safety studies that are sufficient to convince an insurance company, a credible, reputable one, to give the state of South Dakota a policy. When we have that, I think we're good to go. Don't you? I don't know, man. What do you think? I'd love to hear from you. You can drop me a note. info@plainstribune.com. I would love to hear from you on this particular issue, especially because I'm concerned for my family and yours. And I, you know, it may turn out that this stuff is perfectly safe, but why are we rushing in? Why are we rushing in? Maybe there's a good reason. I haven't heard it yet. My name is John Dale. This is Spear for City Limits. We broadcast from the corner of Canyon and Jackson, Spear for South Dakota, just trying to find the right answer. We're just trying to make some good lives here, right? We don't want people dying of cancer before their time because some wireless industry executive needed to get a second yacht for his mistress down in the Bahamas. You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much for joining me on this broadcast. We'll be back around the bend with some great content soon. Have a great day.
I'd like to ruin your lives. That's why.
All right. All right. Let's...
Just like they do to Trump.
I learned.
I learned a lot. And I learned that, I learned a lot. Anyway, Bo is a...
And do all kinds of things.
You even
know?
Sell guns.
We even. Well,
go to the rabble slave with a weapon. Disarm him. Get the guards. Disarm him immediately. Whereas one of the slaves has a weapon. Raise the alarm.
I want to be crazy. Crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have an assumption without presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac just proudly speaking his mind. It was really wild, but the more I heard, it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have an assumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Representative Camilleri is asking is perhaps why is it that more people, and I know we have a couple here today, but why is it that we're not having more people come forward? I mean, it seems like if there
I'll
was
tell
all
you
this
why.
Widespread fraud that, you know, we'd have dozens and dozens of people.
I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. My life has been destroyed. My life has been completely destroyed because of this. I've lost family. I've lost friends. I've been threatened. My kids have been threatened. I've had to move. I've had to change my phone number. I've had to get rid of social media. Nobody wants to come forward. They're getting threatened. Their lives are getting ruined. I can't even get an actual job anymore. I can't. Because Democrats like to ruin your lives. That's why.
All right.